If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
Listen to Peter. Peter says, as you grow, in chapter 2, he said, lay aside malice. Now that verb, lay aside, the verb to lay, is first person active. What he's saying is, as you grow in God, because of the fact that you have tasted the Lord, if you have discovered that he is gracious in verse 3, you must actively lay aside malice. In other words, stop being angry all the time. Children are angry, but then they lose it quickly. The difference between adult anger and child anger, they both ignite pretty much with the same speed, but we nurse ours longer. Children can fight at 12 o'clock, and then at 12:30, they're going to the store to buy each other a soda. We fight at 12 o'clock and hold it for 15 years. You still ain't speaking to them? Nope, nope. When did they hurt me? In January 14, 1965. Well, see, Peter says here, he says, you must lay aside malice. And then he says guile. What is guile? Trickery. Lay aside trickery. Stop trying to deceive people. Manipulation is trickery. Trying to get people to do what you want them to do for purposes that are singularly yours. That's trickery. He said, lay it aside. Don't be manipulative. Lay it aside. He said, and hypocrisies. And hypocrisies, they're really just, the word by definition means acting. Now, there's a time in your life when you grow past acting and you come to honesty. You get to that place, usually when you reach your 60s. Usually when you reach your 60s. This is what I'm told. When you reach your 60s, you find that you get to this point in your life where you just say, I don't care what they think no more. That's when you've arrived. That's when you've arrived. When you reach that place where you say, I'm comfortable with me. And you know what? If they don't like it, they can step off. You don't have to cover things on your face anymore. You have certain, you know, physical deformities. You ain't worried about it no more. You just don't care about it. And you don't care what people think. You're growing. You're becoming more mature. Because the height of maturity is self-acceptance. When you can accept who you are and not try to change it or cover it, you see, comfort with oneself is a very victorious place in which to live. And so Peter says, put aside those hypocrisies. Stop acting. Tell your neighbor, stop acting. Amen. Amen. Just stop acting. Stop acting like somebody that you're not. Just be you. Just be you. Wear what you like. Eat what you like. Do what you like. Stop acting. Stop trying to please everybody. Do you know that you can lay down and let people walk on you and they'll still find a hard spot? You can't live your life for everybody else. You can't do it. It is living in prison to try to live to please people because people really don't know what they want. Amen. Amen. People will try to control you. So he said, lay aside hypocrisies. Notice what he does. Lay aside malice, guile, hypocrisies. Then he says envies and evil speaking. Now, envy is jealousy. Again, as you become more mature, you shouldn't be jealous of anyone. If you don't have what you want by a certain age, you just ain't gonna get it. So why do you keep fighting? Why are you angry because somebody else has something and you're just not gonna get it? You know, I think many of us have some garments in the rear of our closet that we are never gonna fit, but we keep them in there by faith. Praise the Lord, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. And God and I have been talking about this because I'm very concerned about your response to the culture. Very concerned. That's why the Lord had me write that book. Because I'm very concerned, I am passionate about your response to your culture. The culture drives us. I was listening to a commercial yesterday when the guy talked about, on the radio, he talked about losing weight. And he said he stumbled across a program where you can lose 10 pounds in 5 days, and it doesn't require you to change your diet. And he said, and no exercise. I thought, oh, I know how they're going to do it. They're going to die. And these charlatans play to your desire to be indisciplined. And we think that things are just going to melt off of us because we desire it. And then someone will bring you a plan because of immaturity. We think, oh, well, praise the Lord. See, God answered my prayer. I got a pill that melts fat. Come on. Listen to what Peter is saying here. He said, get rid of all of this stuff. Jealousy. What are you jealous of? You're jealous of a certain size on someone else. Well, you know, you can't be jealous. You have to be you. I'd love to have a different kind of nose. Mine has been all over my face since I was a child. I would have loved to have had a more European nose. I was the subject and object of ridicule throughout my entire high school life. And God would let me get a pimple right on the end of it that turned as red as a tomato. So every day I had to hear that I'm Rudolph. And they would come up to me and say, Eric, guide us through the hallway. And I had to put up with that. I was in my mirror in my bedroom with a hot pen. I would take a safety pin and heat it on the stove and insert it. I'd take the pain to try to deflate that thing. And all I did was make it worse. I went through jars of Noxzema. And that don't even work with us. We just don't even have that skin. I went through jars of Noxzema. I even tried old country remedies. I put potato peelings on my nose. I tried everything because I didn't like how I looked. But now if I get a pimple, I don't care. What does that do to me? Peter says there comes a time when because you've tasted of the Lord, you stop acting like everybody wants you to act. You start being true to who you are. And then he says in verse 2, you shift your hunger from acceptance of people to acceptance of God. He said, then you desire the sincere milk of the word so that you may grow up in your salvation. In our examination of the life of a Christian in the 21st century, the Christian life, today we want to address the need to grow up. Only in the Christian community do we have Christians that are 20 years old and still portray the attributes of children. What is the predominant pronoun for a child? Mine. 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 Bobby, let Johnny hold that. That's mine. So the predominant emotion for a child is selfishness. Well, when you become mature in God, especially in church, there is no such thing as mine. It's not my ministry. These are not my people. And you don't hold people under your control. It's like this. You don't deny people access to ministry because nobody asked you. That is immature. So in order to punish the people who are doing it, you deny the other people the chance to grow. Because no one asked you. You know how much stuff goes on at Bethel that no one asked me? I didn't even know we were having a Bethel party. They just took over my Wednesday night prayer and Bible study. Just took it from me. I just laid there and let them take it. I offered no resistance. Why? Because in the mind of God, it must be good. I trust the people in leadership to know my heart. So they would not have me to preempt something unless it was equal or better than what I was doing. So I'm not upset about it. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a slice of that cake. Because the people that I put in the positions of leadership made a decision that this is the best time to do it. And it would be immature of me to stand up here and say, how dare you take over my prayer and my Bible study, and just because you didn't ask me. I'm like, great. I'm surrounded by visionary people who aren't afraid to make a decision. That shows growth. I don't want people in leadership who are afraid to do anything. That's what God says. He says, grow up in your salvation. Grow up in it. Stop all this baby stuff. Stop getting upset when people talk about you. I like to watch cheaters. I'm sorry. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord, but I really like cheaters. I really like it. I do. There are two shows that I really like, and they're no longer original. One is Cheaters, and the other is Parking Wars. I like those shows, and I'm going to tell you why I like them, because they're stupid. That's why I like them, because they're stupid. When I'm down, I like to look at shows that are stupid. Now, Parking Wars is stupid because you see the sign, just don't park there. And then they argue over a ticket. I love it in Philadelphia. You argue over a ticket, and all you got to do is go down to the court, and 9 times out of 10, they throw it out. If you show up, they get rid of it. I got a ticket once in Abington Township, and I kind of did a South Philly stop through a stop sign. And those folks up there don't allow South Philly stops through a stop sign, so the cop pulled me over. He pulled me over and gave me this ticket, and the ticket was, I think it was $55 or something. And he said, well, you know, here's the date that you have to show up. So I showed up. Now, I was in the wrong. But I showed up. He was there. He looked over. He said, oh, you came in. I said, yeah. He said, give me the ticket. Tore it up. All because I showed up. I didn't lie. I didn't say I was innocent. I just showed up. I didn't lie. I was guilty. Had it gone to court, I would have said, I'm guilty, Your Honor. I'll pay the fine. But he said, oh, you came in. Go on home. Just drive carefully. You see? You don't fight with people. It's silly to fight. We are a nation of laws, and we're a nation of appeals.
If you believe, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
4217A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14. Which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Are you ready? Then join us at Bethel Deliverance International Church on Saturday, July 15th at 10 a.m. for the Pastors Conference. The topic is preparing your church for 21st century growth. This one-day session is designed for pastors with congregations who are reaching out for the manifestations of God's glory. The cost is $125, and this session is only open to the first 50 churches that register. Registration includes continental breakfast, afternoon lunch, and conference materials. To secure your seat, please contact Kimyatta Wack at 215-885-2585, extension 314. We're looking forward to sharing in this Joel 2:28 experience with you.